From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, NPR's Juan Williams on politics. First, the lead. The weapons story from Iraq with heavy political overtones. Video from a TV news crew that was shooting during the invasion of Iraq a year and a half ago appears to establish that now missing high explosives were at the Al-Qaqa weapons base when U.S. soldiers arrived there. Earlier this week, the New York Times reported that the interim Iraqi government has told the U.N. that hundreds of tons of the explosives had been looted after the U.S. left them unguarded. Democrats have used the story to attack the administration. Republicans have questioned whether the explosives may have disappeared before U.S. forces got to the facility. Joining us now is NPR national security correspondent Eric Westervelt. Eric, bring us up to date. What is this video showing and what's the significance of it?
Well, Alex, this footage was shot on April 18th, and that's key to the timing debate of all this. That's April of last year. Reporters from an ABC affiliate, KSTP in St. Paul, who were embedded with the 101st, shot the video. April 18th is more than a week after U.S. forces entered Baghdad and overthrew Saddam Hussein. The video shows soldiers using tools to break the wire and chain seals on these bunker doors that several former weapons inspectors, Alex, say are identical to seals used by the International Atomic Energy Agency to seal these bunkers before the war. Inside, the video shows these large bunkers packed to the gills with explosives, or what appears to be explosives. Some of them even say on the side, written in Arabic and English, high explosives. Soldiers are seen prying open some of these crates and examining the barrels. One of the journalists who shot the video, Alex, Joe Caffrey of KSTP, told me the barrels contained a white powdery substance, and experts we've talked to say that's the exact consistency of the chemical HMX, which is a central ingredient in powerful plastic explosives.
And further, some of these international weapons inspectors have looked at these video pictures and said, yes, that's the place. Those look like these contested explosives.
That's right. They say the images of these crates and these barrels and of the bunkers themselves and of the seals all match nearly identical to the ones that the IAEA put on there and images they've seen and from their own inspections of the site. And I will add that Mr. Caffrey, the local TV reporter, also told me that he saw half a dozen bunkers. Some of them were sealed, most of them were, but others were not. He says when they left the area with the 101st soldiers, they left the bunkers unlocked, unsealed, and he says also at the time, and this is important, some Iraqis were seen driving around in small Toyota pickup trucks around inside this vast complex.
The Pentagon has said that U.S. forces have found many, many munitions caches throughout Iraq. They've destroyed hundreds of tons of ammunition and weaponry since the invasion. What is it about these particular explosives?
Well, it's true that about 365 tons of explosives is, you know, a relatively tiny percentage of all the munitions that has been found by U.S. soldiers so far across Iraq. But, Alex, this kind of explosive at the Al-Qaqa facility, HMX and some others, are key to making plastic explosives. They're incredibly powerful, even in small quantities. And the explosives were dual use, meaning they could be used for conventional explosive purposes, even industrial uses, or they could have been used to help make a detonator for a nuclear weapon, thus the IAEA's involvement. As we now know, U.S. inspectors believe any active Iraqi nuclear program was stopped in the mid-90s, long before the U.S. Invaded Iraq. But, Alex, this was a very well-known site. It's mentioned in several filings with the U.N. Security Council before the invasion, and two sources NPR spoke with who were familiar with the inspections and the IAEA tell NPR that they warned U.S. officials before and again after the war. That's IAEA officials warned the U.S. before and after the war, in fact, in mid-April of 2003, that this site needed to be better protected to keep these explosives out of the wrong hands.
Was this site among a dozen that they told them to look after, or 100, or was it the one?
It was among, in my understanding, a dozen key sites that they warned U.S. officials about after the main nuclear site in Iraq at Tuwaitha was looted in early April of 2003. The IAEA says they warned U.S. officials that there are other sites that need protecting, including this one at Al-Qaqa.
NPR's Eric Westervelt from Washington. Eric, thank you.
You're welcome.